Art may not want to hear this, but the first time I heard Art, I was a 13-year-old kid from New Jersey. I heard him doing his special year-end report, 88 Looks at 77, the year-end review. Now, I have to confess, like most kids, I really didn't care about news, in one ear, out the other. Art made it stick. He didn't sound like a newscaster. He was a storyteller, like your favorite uncle, like your favorite corny uncle.
1977 was an election year to end all election years. The city was in crisis again. It sometimes seemed there were more candidates than voters, and when it came to endorsements, more waffling than you'd find at the International House of Pancakes.
Art never failed to see the humor in things, and sometimes the irony and the hypocrisy.
And so we had a black borough president, a Jewish congressman, a Jewish book publisher who many thought was a WASP, an Italian secretary of state, and a Jewish mayor, each shooting for an ethnic vote, counting on it, hoping for it, and decrying any thought of ethnicity as an issue.
Art is also a master at working with tape, even making something as droll as the mayor's budget seem compelling.
Things went from bad to better, to worse to better, and then there was that report.
The Security and Exchange Commission has produced a shameless, vicious political document regarding the officials of this city, which comes out 13 days before an election.
Banks dumping securities? Who knew?
I didn't know that at this very time,
shortfalls, deficits, they're all left over from this year, plenty for next year. And perhaps Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan summed it all up most eloquently when he said,
"It is a spectacle. I mean, my God."
Art humanized newsmakers. When the city and Westchester were blacked out, he didn't just give us the Con Ed spokesman. He helped us imagine ourselves inside the boss's house.
Perhaps when Charles Luce got a call at his candle-lit Westchester home saying, "Charlie, we've lost Manhattan," he had memories of the great blackout of 65, New Yorkers helping each other. But this time, New Yorkers helped themselves.
Art helped us know ourselves.
People walk 30, 40, 50 flights of stairs to get to hotel rooms or apartments. Others slept in hotel lobbies, offices. Still others took to local bars for candlelight celebrations. Celebrating what? They knew not.
The night of the blackout, Mayor Beam grew livid. Now, while the rest of us would have described him as mad, furious, angry, or seeing red, along comes Art with the obvious.
Mayor ordered New York closed for the day, and by noon, after 15 hours of no power, Beam blew a fuse.
Through Art's words, we could actually see the tears of the looted store owner.
Is everybody running mad?
That was in Brooklyn, where the harsh light of morning revealed the devastation of the looting and glistened off the tears of store owners like this one.
Man, clothing a store, you know, that's where I make my living. I have four kids.
And through Art's reporting, we were in Yankee Stadium right there that October night in 1977.
And there it is, the final out of the game. Something Yankee fans have waited for 15 years, and despite warnings to stay off the field is mobbed. Reggie Jackson, like a shot, fought his way in from right field, pushes a few spectators out of the way and makes it to the dugout, and there goes the pitcher's mound.
That was just one year. Times that by about 20, and you get an idea of what Art Athens brought to radio and how he inspired others.